Welcome back to Let's Talk. In today's episode, we will dive into how societal expectations shape the male identity and how melding pressures are influencing our lives today. Because I'm a man, our lives. We have here Mr. Asaf. We can go ahead and introduce yourself.
Okay. I am Derek Kweku Boateng. A nursing tutor at Asaman SDA NMTC, and at the same time, a clergy, a member of the clergy, that is a pastor.
Right. So, also for centuries, we men have been shaped by societal expectations to act in a certain way, to be strong, to be providers, and sometimes show little emotions. But in today's rapidly changing world, how do you describe or explain a man today?
Okay, to my best of knowledge, literally a man may be described as a man based on the physical features or appearance that man might be having. That is, becoming so much broad-chested, having a very deep voice, and becoming so muscular. That is what literally the society will use to judge a man. But as time progresses and taking a look at the new developments in the world, I must say that there has been a paradigm shift from the literal meaning.
So, what qualifies
today
a man?
We describe a man. Or I must say that somebody might be described as a man, or someone may be described as a man based on your ability. Everywhere we have a man, man has the ability to control and organize.
Right.
So your ability to control your house, your ability to organize things to suit your family,
right,
or to suit the environment that you find yourself, that really makes you a man.
Right, right. So are there the expectations, like, are they still there with the changes in societal norms, the expectations like being providers and then always in control, are they still valued?
I must say that although our society had undergone several changes, there have been societal changes.
Right.
But there are some things in our society that are on the standstill. They haven't changed, regardless of the new changes we are witnessing in the world.
Right.
And one of those changes haven't witnessed any change currently is a society regarding a man as the breadwinner of the house.
Yes.
So as a breadwinner, you are always
expected.
Yeah. You are obliged to be providing for your house, provide for the family, or regardless of what the wife will do, you are still a man.
Right. So, and also, oftentimes our expression of vulnerabilities are discouraged. In Akan, we have a saying that bare men sue. Even if you lose a loved one, you are discouraged, and then you are also told not to cry because you are a man. You have to hold down your emotions, keep quiet, and then keep everything in your head. How does this suppression has, what effect does it have on our mental health, our relationships, and then our personal well-being?
You know, one thing, I am thinking about something, I'm picturing something
right
in my mind. And whenever you go to the funeral grounds and in the Akan setting, you will see that if a woman has lost the man, the woman will be encouraged
to cry
so that she'll be free from any oppression or suppression or any depression that has filled her. She has to mourn. But comparing that one to a man, once the man loses the wife and the man is crying at the funeral grounds, you will see that they will be consoling him, telling him not to cry. In the sense that your ability to control your emotions means that you are a man.
Yeah.
That is how our society regard us. But I think that it has developed some kind of a toll or a negative effect on us. Because your inability to express your sentiment means that you always have to harbor some kind of bitterness and pain deep within you. And that one would put us, the man, at risk of some health effects. Talk of hypertension, talk of heart attacks.
Right.
Currently, hypertension and heart attacks are commonly seen in men.
And mental health
disorders,
issues,
like in the state of depression.
Yes.
A man can easily get depressed because we are not being allowed to verbalize our sentiments. And that really has impacted negatively on our mental health and our health in general.
And there are a lot of madmen because of this.
Yes, certainly. There are a lot of madmen. Currently, as when you roam about in our street and you come across 10 mad people on the street, when you want to take percentage-wise, about 7 of them, you see that they are men.
Yes.
Comparing that one to women, because men are not allowed to express their sentiment. Once you express your sentiment, the society will regard you as a weaker vessel.
Yes. Right. And also for the pressure to succeed financially and then career-wise, there is a pressure on us, right, to succeed. And then how does this affect our self-esteem and then our stress levels and our feelings of self-worth?
In fact, since creation, even when God created Adam and Eve, at the time God was driving them from the Garden of Eden,
right,
the Lord said something to the man, that is Adam, that before he would be able to get something into his mouth, he'll have to sweat.
Yes.
So he can only live or survive based on his sweat. And God also said something to the woman that you will only be dependent on your husband.
Right.
And truly speaking, that had prevailed since millions of years till our time. That notion, that perception hadn't changed.
Right.
Regardless of the societal changes that we are witnessing.
Sure.
That notion hadn't changed. Now, men are still being regarded as men based on your ability to work harder and bring something to the house. Bringing something means it could be in the food, in terms of money, it could be in terms of food, in terms of shelter. So you could see men waking up at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., at all times, going to work. Others will have to engage themselves in dangerous activities, like LMC.
Right.
Comparing the kind of women and the kind of men, the number of men and women that are doing or engaging in illegal mining to enrich themselves, men are more compare that one to women. So I am of the notion that still we are obliged to engage in strenuous activity just to provide for our house.
So even with the societal changes, the society norms and societal changes, I think they are not changing, right? They are not shifting.
The rules are not shifting.
More emphasis on equality and then shared responsibilities. We are not adapting to the evolving gender roles. We are still continuing our traditional responsibilities and then our traditional roles, right?
Yeah. I must say, there is an adage currently, there is a saying that what men can do, women can do better. But regardless of the higher status that a woman will climb, be it academically or financially, the woman will still be looking up to the man to provide for the house.
Right.
So I am of the notion that regardless of the changes in our society we have witnessed or we keep on witnessing, there hadn't been any change with respect to how men are supposed to take care of the society, take care of our homes, regardless of the support that a woman is giving to us.
And also for touching on the issues of a personal issue, have you experienced any backlash for expressing your emotions?
In fact, I have experienced some.
Right.
I must say that
really?
it's part of us human being.
Sure.
Because these are some of the things that will tell you the challenge that you are facing and how you are able to overcome that challenge. It dates way back from SHS or JHS level.
Yeah.
When at that time they were using cane to tame us.
Right.
At that time, you will see that a man will be beaten mercilessly.
Yes.
By the teacher. But once you decide to express your emotions, then they will tell you that you are a man, so you shouldn't cry. But the woman will just be caned, will be tamed for a short while, and you will see the woman crying. But they will allow the woman to cry. But you, the man, it is uncharacteristic of you. So linking that to what we are experiencing in our society right now, in situations where a man will have an encounter with a woman will rain several insults on a man, and a man will decide to express himself, show up his sentiment.
Right.
When I decided to express myself and show up my sentiment, all the elder people around me were telling me that you are a man. Man do not have to speak much, do not have to talk much. You shouldn't talk plenty because you are a man. So thereby allowing me to harbor whatever pain or bitterness that I was experiencing within me. So when I attempted to express or voice out my grievances, that is when those around me decided to backlash me.
Right. How unfortunate. And also for touching on feminism, do you think it continues to have positive or negative effect on men?
I must say that when it comes to matters of men and women, feminism or a rise in the rights of women had really haven't gotten a made or produced some kind of negative effects on men, on their relationship with men in a way. Because one thing I have realized is that women are the kind that are much more interested in gaining positions, gaining, climbing the higher in life. Well, once they climb higher in life, some will forget the fact that regardless of how higher they have gone in life, they are still women, and they are still they may have to humble themselves to men in the society, submit to men in the society. And an increase in educational status of a woman, an increase in the academic level of a woman, sometimes makes them lose a hold of their level of submission. Yeah, and as a result of that, if they are in a relationship with a man, you will see that their relationship becomes in a jeopardy. They will look down on the man, and that is one thing I have realized.
So, Asafo, what advice would you give young boys growing up today about what it means to be a man?
You know, I would admonish men currently to bear one thing in mind. Our society sometimes shaping us, molds us into the kind of personality that we are supposed to be. When you take a look at how society is describing a man to be, society says that a man is a man based on what you have attained in life in terms of finance, in terms of wealth, or in terms of property, in terms of how well you have gotten educated. So as a man, all men, I would like to give this kind of advice to you, that if you are aspiring to climb up the higher ladder in life in terms of education, I would admonish you that focus on it and do so. If it is a work that you are doing, men, one common characteristic is that we are hardworking. So pursue with the hard work that you are doing, and eventually, in the long run, I am of the notion, and I still believe that God is really going to reward our good effort with more blessings that would allow the society to see us as the kind of man that they want to see from us.
Right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for everything. Thank you so much for your perspective. Thank you so much for your advice. So guys, as we wrap up this insightful episode of Let's Talk, we want to thank our guest, Mr. Derek Boateng, for sharing his experiences and perspective on the pressure of masculinity in modern society. And we've also explored how traditional expectations of masculinity shape men's lives, the struggles with emotional expression, and then the evolving roles that men are taking on in today's world. And we've also learned that the journey towards redefining masculinity is ongoing, and that it involves embracing vulnerability, right, Osofo?
Yes.
And supporting one another, and then challenging harmful stereotypes, as Osofo pointed out. So thank you so much, Osofo. Thank you. And your final thoughts on masculinity in modern world?
Okay. With masculinity, how a man will become a man,
and what it means to become a man,
That is what goes into masculinity. not typically your physical appearance or the physical features that you have,
right,
but what you would make, what you would do, what you would attain in life really describes who a man perfectly is.
Thank you for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with your friends and family. And don't forget to subscribe to more thought-provoking discussions. Join us next time on Let's Talk, where we will dive into another important topic. Until then, take care and keep the conversation going. Ciao.